Colchester's great Norman castle is one of the oldest in Britain, put there by William the Conqueror. For over 300 years it was never seized in battle, but after 1400 the castle was mainly a prison. In the 1600s its roof and towers were destroyed, and in the 1700s Charles Grey, RMP, put windows in the front and that round turret on top. The tree beside the turret is 200 years old, allegedly put there to mark the victory of the Battle of Waterloo. So for centuries, the castle was a ruin, open to the sky. And there are people still alive who remember that.
I remember well going to the castles, visiting the castle, right through my childhood. My earliest positive memories must date back to when I was, 7 years old. And that would be 1933. And this was at the time when there were excavations going on in front of the castle. And this area in front here, which is commonly called the moat nowadays, wasn't of course a moat at all. It was an archaeological excavation. And it was so important that it was left open for the public to see. Now, before the excavation took place, the ground used to slope right up to the castle doorway. But once the excavation took place, of course, there was a hole in front of the castle, and to get into the castle you had to go down a staircase into the so-called moat area and up again into the castle by a staircase.
To continue, please press the button again.